This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The two big elections in this calendar year are Colombia, where there are many questions to answer over these next years with Gustavo Petro in the palace. And now Brazil. President Bolsonaro and former President Lula da Silva are well engaged in their campaigns and their vision of Brazil next, coming from the recovery from the pandemic. All the questions raised about the left of center trend, the populist trend through elections these last years. We now have the question of democracy being raised again in Brazil. And this is not a profound matter, but it points to the controversy about whether Bolsonaro or Lula da Silva are threats to democracy. This is the second largest state in the Western Hemisphere. I read from a report in London, Facebook accused of spreading disinformation in Brazil elections. I thought, what? Facebook has been accused of spreading disinformation about misleading advertisements about upcoming elections in Brazil. An investigation by human rights group Global Witness found Facebook had approved advertisements it submitted which promoted the wrong election date and false voting methods. Global Witness said the adverts were made on an account which had not been approved for ad authorization and paid for with non-Brazilian payment method. I'll stop there, Professor, because it seems a social media story, and Facebook has been controversial these last years because of activities that took place by bad actors in 2016, maybe again in 2020. But it does introduce the whole concept of democracy at risk. Is this an allegation sort of like a Swiss Army knife of campaigning tactics these days to accuse the other guy of being a threat to democracy? Is that routine business now in Brazil?
Well, certainly, John, the increasing role of social media that we're very familiar with in U.S. elections, we oftentimes fail to understand that it is even more of a phenomenon in Latin America, where people are even more disposed to distrust often politicized or polarized traditional media sources. And so, yeah, if you think that Facebook and Twitter and other things are, you know, playing an increasing role in polarization here in the U.S. and, so to speak, false news, it is, the same thing on steroids in places like Brazil. To me, what the Global Witness story really highlights is that the discourse of Facebook that, okay, we have ways of scientifically screening inappropriate information, et cetera, just showing how incomplete and inadequate those screening mechanisms and AI actually are. And so I'd say that independent from the issues which are being raised by Bolsonaro oftentimes on social media about questions of elections and the voting system and fraud and things that are undermining that confidence. The Facebook story really shows that social media not only is increasingly important in this election, but its ability to restrain those types of essentially false narratives or hate speech narratives, as has been raised in the past, is just pretty inadequate. I think we're in for a continued rocky ride, both on the left and the right, in terms of the use of social media to polarize and mobilize as we approach October, and frankly, well beyond just the Brazilian elections, really throughout Latin America and elsewhere.
So we can expect this dialogue will continue about who is behind false information, who is a threat to democracy. This will become routine conversation. Does this touch the people of Brazil, or is this a matter for, say, Silicon Valley and regulatory control by Washington or London? We have about a minute.
This absolutely touches the people of Brazil. Brazil has been a relatively pluralistic, tolerant society, and certainly social media, including the hardcore supporters of Jair Bolsonaro, as well as the hardcore supporters on the left of Lula da Silva and others, have both kind of self-polarized and self-radicalized and shared their own version of reality through social media. And that really increases the sense of stakes, both in terms of the possible legitimacy or illegitimacy of the elections, but just really the sense by both that the other party's political domination poses a threat and thus must be fought against it at any cost. And that's bad for Brazilian democracy, which has traditionally been a very tolerant and really pretty great place to be.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, the Strategic Studies Institute. And this is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.